I've been walking in my sleep, counting troubles instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they've gone away. And I've been sifting dusty books and faded paper to tell a story I used to know, and it was one that happened so long ago. It's gone away yesterday.
Hi, this is Paul Aronson. Welcome to Tokyo Progressive's Chock-a-Ball News. In the background, you hear Nancy Griffith. Today, tonight, whichever, straight from the International Green Forum, Tokyo Green Forum, I've got an interview with somebody who is going to be doing a bicycle tour of Japan for environmentalism. The Green Forum itself will be available, I believe, on another channel at Radio Lavalam. And you'll probably be hearing about that very soon. Let's listen a little bit more of Nancy Griffith.
He's gone away yesterday, and now I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide.
Okay, hi, welcome to Tokyo Progressive's Chock-a-Ball News, and today my guest is Tucker Gilman, right?
Yes.
Okay, and he's going to tell us a little bit about an event that's coming up in August?
It'll start in August, yes.
And, okay.
The event is the Bee Ride. It's Bicycle for Everyone's Earth. And this is an annual cycling ride to raise awareness of environmental issues that face not only Japan, but the world in general. And we'll be starting, we'll be riding from Wakanai in Hokkaido and all the way to Okinawa by bicycle.
Okay. All by bicycle, right?
Well, a few ferries, but yeah.
Okay. And this will be, is this the first time or?
No, it's been done before. The first ride was 1997. In so far, there have been four previous rides. 14 other riders have done it. This year is hopefully will be the largest time, though. We have seven riders from four countries riding this year.
Okay. And how does this work? Is it something that people can get involved in even if they're not riding?
Or? Absolutely. On the ride, we're trying to run 50 events.
Okay.
Different events will be things like classroom visits or environmental forums or beach cleanups. Really anything that's going to help spread the green message.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really in need of people to help us set up events en route.
Okay. Are these events already arranged, or are these things that can be done when people contact you?
They can be done when people contact us. We have a tentative route, but this year we're taking 3 months to do the ride, so we can actually make some deviations from the route and go out of our way to meet in a different town with someone who is interested in helping out with an event or having us participate in an event that they'd be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So this is the, for you, how have you you've done this before yourself personally?
I haven't done the Bee Ride myself. I've done a lot of cycling in other places, but this will be my first all Japan trip.
Okay. And you said that some of them will be things like beach cleanups and
yes.
Classroom?
Right. Many of the participants are ALTs or
ALT will, means
they're assistant language teachers here in Japan. Or they were, well, because it's pretty much impossible to keep going once we start. It's a 3 month ride. But we will we'll have some visits with Japanese schools, from elementary school to high school, and we will we'll have any sorts of events that we can really get involved with local communities.
I see, right. So environmentalism or green activism,
Any specifics there in terms of what kind of green message you'll be?
Yeah, well, the really the nature of the ride is it centers on bicycle advocacy. So anything that's going to be around around cycling or alternative transportation is really high on our list. Mm-hmm. Alternative energy in general is also very high. After that, the other the other issues that we're going to be dealing with will be recycling and organics and fair trade.
Right. Which are the, I think a lot of people listening here who have been in Japan a short time probably don't know what kind of options there are. And are those part? Is that part of the message of what kind of options that people have living here in Japan?
Absolutely. That's we'd really like to help get the message out that there are options for people living in Japan. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, foreigners especially aren't aware of how they can go about living a green lifestyle here. Mm-hmm. So we want to, when we meet with foreigners, we'd like to make them as aware of that as possible.
Right. I should mention that we're recording this right at the International Green Forum, and the speech that we just heard was by an expert in genetically modified food, and I had a question for him, which was about organic canola oil, because scientists always say canola oil is good for us, and I was disappointed to hear that it's hard in Japan to get organic canola oil, and probably most of it is genetically modified. Are you aware of some of the options for organic food that are available?
Well, there are a lot of options. Most of it is there are several companies that you can order things from, including Tengu, which is has been a sponsor of the Bee Ride since the first Bee Ride. And we've always been involved with them and hope to be again this year. And there are several other mail order companies. But a lot of times people who look around their communities will find things that are not only they'll find things that are not only organic but also locally grown. Mm-hmm. And that's something that that the Bee team really hopes to learn about on the ride. We'll be while we're spreading an environmental message, we also hope to be getting an environmental message from local communities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we hope to learn a lot about options that are available to us.
Uh-huh. How long is this all going to take? You said it's going to be from Wakanai to Okinawa, right?
Right. It's going to take 3 months.
3 months.
Past teams have done it in as little as 2 months. Mm-hmm. But we're going to zigzag across the country. We're going to go over the Alps 3 times, back and forth to various events. And
going to ride the bike or carry the bike?
Well, we hope we're going to ride it. But
you mentioned, for example, like one of the sponsoring groups. One of the questions is: are you getting sponsorship for the ride?
Yes. Yeah.
Is there a quota, like you have to ride so many kilometers in order to?
Well, we're not going to do it as a traditional bike-a-thon. What we'll be doing this year is we're going to focus on corporate sponsorship. And hopefully that will fund the entire ride and also generate a donation for several nonprofit organizations that we work with, including Global Village and the Permaculture Center of Japan.
Okay, I'd like to ask you in a minute about those groups. But before that, I just want to say, can people join as riders? Is that still
Absolutely.
An option? It is.
Yes, we'd love to pick up some more riders. People can join for the entire ride, which is 3 months, or if that's not possible, we'll be riding from August to October, and we'd be glad to have people along for a week or a day or a couple hours.
Okay.
Anytime that we can, the more people we can put on bicycles, the stronger our message is going to be.
Okay. So one of the things is to have actual riders. The other one is to have people helping in any kind of capacity, spreading the message.
Right. We'll also need some hosts along the way to. People that we can stay with,
right.
Sure. So that's another big thing,
right.
And a little translation work would be good. My Japanese leaves a lot to be desired, and our primary Japanese writer is pretty taxed right now translating everything into.
Okay. So people have lots of options if they want to help.
Right.
And how do they go about getting in touch with you?
Okay. Well, they can visit our website at www.beejapan.com. That's BEEJAPAN.
Okay.
.org.
Okay.
And they can also email directly to to the organization at info@bejapan.org. That's info@bejapan.org.
Okay. So we'll also put a link on Tokyo Progressive website and announce it so people can, if they miss it on the show. And of course, this radio show is actually going to people outside of Japan, but I suppose this is mostly for people in Japan, right? There.
Right. Well, we had last year's team actually had several riders come from the States to do the ride. They came, rode, and went home. Okay. So it was a great opportunity for them to see Japan in a way that they never would as a traditional competitor.
Actually, you're one of the people who responded to my request to interview people who are doing things, and I've got three requests from people in the United States, probably not realizing that we're based in Japan, but actually, if people are out there in other places, then from anywhere from Inner Mongolia to New York City, and you would like to help, please get in touch. Now, you mentioned that there are a few other organizations that you're working with. One was related to, one was Global Village, was that?
Right, one is Global Village. We have a long tradition of working with Global Village. Where they support us. This t-shirt I'm wearing now, actually, that they made.
I guess most people can't see it because this is not video, but Bicycles for Everyone's Earth.
Right.
Okay, this is last year's?
This is 1998.
So 1998, this has been going on a while, right?
Yeah, but, and the ride likes to, at the end, when we have money left over from the ride, which we have every year in the past, we like to make donations to various organizations, and fair trade is a very important thing for us. So that's one.
They're the same people who have a shop in Jubaoka, Tokyo, is that?
Yes.
That's the same people, right? Yeah.
Right, it's the Global Village Fair Trade Company.
So it's a non-profit organization or non-NGO?
Global Village is non-profit. The Fair Trade Company is associated with Global Village, and it's ideally it can provide funds to Global Village, but right now, fair trade is just starting to take a hold in Japan. So.
Okay, and the other one was related to permaculture?
Right, there's the Permaculture Center of Japan, which last year, we also worked with them last year. They were planning to make a children's book on permaculture, and last year's B-Ride supported that and helped to fund it, and we hope we'll be able to...
Permaculture means what exactly?
Permaculture is a sustainable form of. It's more than just agriculture. It's an entire sustainable form of lifestyle, but it focuses usually first on agriculture, on organics and local production, and then can move beyond that to the permanent a sustainable lifestyle in general, including alternative energies.
Okay, you were also saying that there are some other organizations?
Right, there are two other organizations that we want to work with this year. One of them is JTAN, the Japan Tropical Forest Action Network, which does a lot with promoting sustainable forestry practices and trying to end Japan's dependence on importing non-sustainable timber. And we hope this will be the first year that we'll be trying to make a donation to them as well. And the last organization is called the Thunderhead Alliance, and it's a cycling advocacy group, which is actually based in the United States, but they're an umbrella organization for 50 smaller groups. And they are perhaps closest to our goal because they're related to cycling. And also they've just experienced a big difficulty. One of the most important cycling advocates in the United States, Susie Stevens, was struck and killed by a bus last week while she was in St. Louis for a convention on urban transport, and it's been a big setback for them. And we're eager to work with them and to.
Okay. Well, again, this is. Tucker, and can you just give me the email address again in case people want to get in touch with you?
The email address is info, I-N-F-O, at bjapan.org.
Right. Bjapan, B-E-E-J-A-P-A-N dot O-R-G.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and now we have Chiaki, who I believe is going to tell us a little bit about this in Japanese. Okay, どうぞ。
どうもはじめまして。私たちはバイセコフォーエブリワンズアース、私たちの地球のために自転車を乗ろうにも乗ろうをモットーに、北海道から沖縄まで毎年夏に自転車に乗っているグループです。で私は今年そのメンバーの一人の千秋と申します。で私たちの活動は平成9年から始まりまして、自転車に乗りながら各地で海や河川の清掃活動をしたり、いろんな学校を訪れて環境問題を交えた英語の授業などを行っています。で今年は7人のメンバーが自転車を乗る予定なんですが、まだまだメンバー募集していますので、自転車に乗りたい方、ぜひともご連絡ください。
Okay, thanks very much. And the, もう一度あの email address は日本、
info, info at beejapan dot org.
Okay.Thanks very much and good luck, and feel free to send us any updates later and we'll put it on the website. What in the world's come over you?
Well, that was Nancy Griffith, and this is Tokyo Progressive's Chocopole News. I want to read something from my website of a week or so ago. When I was a kid, I had this red, orange, yellow theory of the universe. Red and orange were close, orange and yellow were close too, but red and yellow were worlds apart. That is, unless we walked from A to B to C and were able to see how everything was connected. I like to walk, and I still do. A city that seemed to demand that we take a train or car to get from one place to the other reinforced the view that the universe of A and C were too far apart. Yet by walking from one point to the other, I was able to see how the rotting tenements of one neighborhood segged into the more respectable but still dilapidated tenements of another, and then again transformed into buildings that were in much better shape, and so on. And the distance was much less than it had first seemed. Some may see that this view is akin to relativism, that by so doing, I was telling myself that everything has merit, that we should not choose between one thing and another. While I do see that danger, and while I don't subscribe to moral relativism, I think this early red-orange-yellow theory of the universe helped me to see the connections between all of us, helped me to discover that the differences we think define us are more the product of our limited perception. When somebody says that they're a patriot, my immediate reaction is to think that the person has never known what it is to be on the receiving end of American militarism, for example, has never been a minority whose skin color gets them pulled out of an airport line. And yet I'm reminded that there, among the victims of the plane that crashed into the Pentagon, was a man whose wife leads the fight against the Pentagon's war on Afghanistan. He was an employee of that death machine, and yet he did not see himself as a murderer. While it is not hard for me to see his job in those terms, and I doubtless would not have even bothered to debate him if I had met him at a party, for example, the fact is that he, like a lot of us, did not see how what we do is connected with what is done in our name. How different is he from the taxpayer who pays for the daisy cutter bombs, whose death and destruction is not so different from what one might expect of a nuclear weapon? On the other hand, despite his employer having been the Pentagon, his wife, Amber, tells us that she is speaking for him when she demands that the U.S. not murder Afghan children in her husband's name. Maybe he died without ever having questioned his patriotism, or maybe he thought he was somehow subverting the system by working for peace in the belly of the beast. Whatever, the fact is that Craig, in his death, like the courageous Israeli refuseniks who are facing imprisonment for refusing to kill, demonstrates that while from the outside we are a whole bunch of disparate reds, oranges, and yellows, we share a basic humanity that cannot be discovered but slowly, and nurtured but carefully. And then I go on to write about my frustrations with the different things that are happening in Japan, for example, how the Japanese media focuses on the whaling issue as one between Western lovers of cute animals and Japanese cultural traditions, where reality is quite different, how much of our news is manufactured to support cultural misperceptions, or to actually create the impression that our differences are cultural rather than political. This is just an example of the kind of thing that I put on my website and Chocopole newsletter. So if you haven't seen it, please take a look. The address again is http://tokyoprogressive, that's one word, .org. And as I'm speaking now, there's just horrible things going on in the Middle East. And it's our aim to try to present alternative views or actually alternative news that doesn't get filtered, that gets filtered in such a way that we don't know in the mainstream media. So I think we'll stop there. We'll go out with a little bit more of Nancy Griffith, and we'll see you next time. Again, please be on the lookout for the International Green Forum that was just presented here in Tokyo. That should be broadcast on Radio Lava Lamp on the other channel. And again, until next time, this is Paul Aronson. Bye-bye.
Caught up in the crowd, sleeping late on Sundays, and we never got to mass. It's a long way from Clare here. It's a long Clear to hear. It's a